KTRH News Time 7:15. Joining me right now, Michigan Congressman Bill Huizenga. Congressman Huizenga, welcome to Houston's Morning News. Good to have you on here in Texas.
Hey, it's good to be on down in Texas. It's been a few years since I've been in the Houston area.
Well, you got to come back. It's gotten better since the last time you were here.
No, excellent.
All right. Let's talk about, I've been talking about inmates, one topic or another. This one is amazing to me. So we've got inmates that make stuff. I mean, they make polo shirts, they make coffee mugs, license plates, and they make military uniforms now, apparently, so much so that one company in Alabama, American Power Source, is basically being put out of business by inmates making our military uniforms. Do I understand this correctly?
Yes, you do, unfortunately. And how I got involved and engaged in it, my predecessor, a guy named Peter Hoekstra, came out of the office furniture industry. And I have the three largest office furniture makers are all located in the western side of Michigan, West Michigan, Grand Rapids area, Herman Miller, Hayworth, and Steelcase. So if you sit in an Aeron chair or some of those other cool office furniture things, that was probably made in my district. And they have seen a huge impact. Federal prison industries got involved in a big way to the tune of about $125 million a year in making office furniture. And, you know, this, we've seen it in apparel and boots. We've seen it in services, you know, mats and technical drawings. You know, we've seen it in all kinds of different things. And this is having a real impact on the private sector.
Well, no. So, listen, I don't want the prisoners necessarily sitting around doing nothing. I like the idea in Texas. They've got cotton fields that they tend along one of our highways. You know, I mean, there's things for them to do. But I think that's good to keep them occupied and to keep them busy and to make them do something, but not at the expense of an American job.
Amen, hallelujah, I'm right there with you. I don't want these guys just sitting around lifting weights and, you know, and getting more mean and gruff. I want them out doing something. And what my bill does is it allows them to work for nonprofits. We had something like this similar in Michigan, actually. And what we did is we started having Habitat for Humanity work with the state prisons, and they started prefabbing sections of homes and that kind of thing, learning some skills. But, you know, when you're going out and taking jobs away from, you know, law-abiding citizens who are hardworking, trying to keep a roof over their house and their kids, you know, in shoes and back-to-school supplies, why in the world are we going to put their government in direct competition with them? And I can tell you, if these were Chinese prisoners shipping this stuff in, we'd be absolutely outraged.
Yeah, I mean, maybe they could do the jobs that other Americans don't want to do. God, I've heard that so often. All right, listen, Congressman, I want to get you to hang on here. I'm going to do a quick traffic and weather. When we come back, I want to talk about a 1930 federal law that I know you're familiar with that gives these prison manufacturers the first right of refusal for government contracts. Your thoughts on that coming up in just moments.
Always consistent, always reliable, always 24/7. News Radio 740 KTRH.
KTRH News Time 7:21. Nice to know that my fat cells are doing something other than just sitting there. Michigan Congressman Bill Huizenga joining us here this morning. I'm sorry, Congressman. Every once in a while, I just kind of go off on a rant.
Hey, no. That's great. I got to go inoculate myself with a big breakfast here shortly. So.
We're talking about prisoners taking away jobs from law-abiding citizens by making U.S. military uniforms. As you've suggested in your district in western Michigan, you've got three of the largest furniture manufacturers. They've been making furniture. They make coffee cups, all kinds of things. Law-abiding citizens are losing jobs. There's a law that I suggested in our last segment from 1930 that says that under U.S. government contracts, the Federal Prison Institute, the FBI, they have first right of refusal on those, right?
Yeah, then what they can do and what they have been doing is they come in and say, hey, we've decided that we're going to now expand into this business. And we know you've got a contract with them, with the Department of Defense or whoever else it might be. But when that contract's up, it's now ours. And doesn't matter what our delivery time frames are, doesn't matter what our quality is, doesn't matter what our cost is, the contract's ours. Now, you know, this no-bid sort of contract scheme, I don't think is a good idea anytime you got, you're spending government money. And what we're doing here is we're saying, hey, you've got to level the playing field and at least let the private sector compete for this. And,
what's the benefit to the federal government in all of this? I mean, there's got to be a money trail here somewhere.
Well, the federal prisons, Unicor is the company name that they go under. They make a ton of money off of this. And so some people have argued that, well, this offsets our costs and keeps our federal prisons, basically running cheaper because we're using this money. And I'm looking at it going, okay, well, wait a minute. But we are taking hard-earned jobs and paychecks away from people, and that just to me makes absolutely no sense. And they're now expanding into things like solar panels and wind turbines, that they're looking at doing those.
Well, nobody's buying those. I mean, that's just going to sit there anyway. That's fine with me. Let them make wind turbines. Nobody wants those.
And that may make some sense if you're going to power if you're going to try to power your prison with solar panels or some of those kinds of things. But this is an interesting bipartisan bill. I serve on the Financial Services Committee with Barney Frank, former chairman.
Sorry to hear that.
There's precious little that former Chairman Frank and I really agree on outside of this. I'm a fiscal and social conservative, and he is definitely not. but we agree on this one, and it's because he saw, I think it was a glove factory in his district up in Massachusetts have that exact situation happen, where Unicor or Federal Prison Industries came in and said, that contract's now ours,
Congressman,
and we're going to take that, they shut down the glove factory. Carolyn Maloney in out of New York has had that with textiles, so it's affected a lot of people around the country.
Congressman, I thank you for your time. I will not make the glove factory joke in Barney Frank's district. I'm going to let that one go, let my audience just do it in their head. Thank you for your time. Michigan Congressman Bill Huizenga, that is a good bill. We'll certainly follow that.